So where do you turn for advice? To a parent, a close friend, a therapist, or maybe a professional? Someone like advice columnist Carrie Tennis.
Dear Carrie, I have been thinking about asking for advice for a while, but I'm just not sure if I'm up to it. There are so many things to consider. I'm currently conflicted about so many conflicts and I'm in situations that I don't know how to resolve, but is advice the right thing I should search for? A few months ago, I was talking to my mother, and she started to give me advice. I hung up the phone on her. I didn't know if even hearing the advice, let alone following it, was a good idea. Later, I was at the doctor's office and he was about to tell me something about lowering some level or doing less of something, and I just slugged him in the face and ran out of the room. I even ripped up a menu at a restaurant recently because it listed chef's suggestions. What should I do? Should I write a letter asking for advice? Is it right to even accept advice? Thanks so much for your response. Sincerely, should I ask for advice?
Dear Sincerely, asking should I ask for advice is an inquiry into the advisability of the extant. If we are going to ask, should we be doing what we are doing, we might as well go for the big one, should we be alive? To which I would give the simple redneck answer, hell yes. Life is annoying as hell, but it has its pleasures. It is also, of course, poisoned by the paralyzing, recursive self-consciousness of the, quote, modern person, to whom recent history has provided ample and vivid object lessons in the absurdity and horror of civilization. So my answer to your question would be no, you should not waste your time with simple-minded circular amusements. There are better games to play. You should move on to a higher category of contradiction, a better sort of annoyance, like the question Camus poses, should I kill myself? And then, having settled that, ask, how do I manage the irrational and tumultuous stream of unbidden emotions and drives that I refer to as my self or my emotional life or inner world? Now, there's a problem that can occupy you for a while. You might also consider, how can I acquire the cultural power necessary to achieve comfort and protection? Or how about this? What do you want to do right now? On the surface, you may wish simply to shine and to keep people at a distance, but there may be another answer, something ancient and simple. Some days, I ask myself if I want to live, and the answer is 8 pelicans going north in a gray sky. Maybe you are just another human being trying to outwit fate with the same tricks we all have tried, facing the same tragic end we all face. Maybe we're just all in this together. Stick around. Keep in touch. Stuff keeps happening.
Carrie Tennis reading from his Since You Asked advice column.